Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Kenny Malone. Every Friday at this time, we're telling small stories about one of the biggest events in South Florida history. It's our Remembering Andrew series, and it'll run every week until August 24th, the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. This week, we introduce you to Jeffrey Philp.
On my passport, it says writer first.
Jeffrey is a poet, playwright, novelist, and a professor of English at Miami-Dade College. He grew up in Jamaica, but when Hurricane Andrew hit, he was living in Miami Shores with his wife and his three kids.
A hurricane really asks you the question, what is important to you? And if you had to leave right now, what would you take? Obviously, the first things I would grab would be my children. So my wife, we had a sort of emergency plan, okay? I would take the two girls, she would take the baby, and if I could hold this battered old radio in one hand, that is how we would run out of the house if it came to that.
This radio was an old transistor radio, boxy, dented, and tarnished. A radio that belonged to his mother.
You know, I think it was one of the first things that she bought because my mom is basically a country girl from Westmoreland.
The Westmoreland Parish is on the far west coast of Jamaica. It's an agricultural center, mostly sugarcane. As a kid, Jeffrey's family moved around a fair amount. His mom always brought that radio. When his parents separated, he went with his mom to Westmoreland, and along came the radio.
No electricity, no nothing, but here's this radio that had gone through so much in Jamaica.
That radio was one of the only things Jeffrey's mom brought when the family moved to the United States in 1979. The year before Hurricane Andrew, she died of pancreatic cancer. Jeffrey inherited that beautiful radio. It was the radio he had during Andrew, and the radio he wrote this poem about.
Heirlooms.
Now the winds are coming. Center of the storm is going to be passing over Dade County.
My mother kept a transistor radio for hurricanes like this.
No, nobody should go out. You are not out of the storm yet.
But never like this.
The storm is going to be with you for some time yet.
The building is shaking right now, as a matter of
fact. We scan for the next location of ice, water, food, and catch the edge of a Caribbean tinge station. Fragments of a Marley tune. And my son, barely 9 months, who cut a tooth while Andrew gnawed through the grove, dances with his mother by the glow of a kerosene lamp, preserved through airport terminals and garage sales. And as the window splintered, the house glittered for a moment before the walls fell flat. In the midst of the rubble, these are only heirlooms, bind us against the darkness outside. All that she could ever give, all that we could ever pass on or possess, this light, this music.
That was poet and professor Jeffrey Philp reading Heirlooms. The section of that poem where the window shatters and the wall collapses comes from a friend's experience during Andrew. The rest is autobiographical. Heirlooms is part of a collection of Jeffrey's poems called Florida Bound. Jeffrey says at some point after Andrew, his mom's old transistor radio stopped working. To this day, though, he cannot bring himself to throw it away. You can see a picture of that radio at WLRNunderthesun.org. Jeffrey contacted us through the Public Insight Network. You can share your own Andrew story at our website, WLRNunderthesun.org. You're listening to Remembering Andrew on Under the Sun. I'm Kenny Malone.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.